Our next speaker is Mr. Ben Lyman. He deserves that. Ben was raised in Juneau. Not a lot of you can say that, Alitakin. Ben tries to spend his time running around and experiencing the world one way or another. Often found on mountains, he occasionally fiddles with renovating his antique house and is disposed to sounding barbaric yops. Okay, getting the nod. Short bio, but I can add to that one too for him. He is amazing at helping with the technical aspects of skiing. If you have any questions about headlamps or ski gear, Ben Lyman is your go-to man. So please welcome to the stage, Ben Lyman.
Thank you, Amanda. Pardon me, everyone, while I make some noises here. All right. I think I'm doing this right. Hopefully it doesn't collapse. All right. So in language, transitions are words or phrases that tie things together, that make things make sense relative to one another. The University of North Carolina Writing Center puts on their webpage that transitions, in this crazy mixed up world, transitions tie together our ideas and our essays. I thought that was sort of a funny thing for a university to say, you know, they're admitting that it's a crazy mixed up world. What are those students getting for an education? But in language, which is how we experience very much of our world, and certainly what we're doing here in a storytelling event, transitions become critical because they're the bridges between the past and the present and between the present and the future. They're how we relate ideas together. They're how we understand that beer is good, but when it doesn't fit in your stomach because it's wrapped around itself, that's bad. So very good transition there too, in a strictly literal sense. Transitions are more than that, though. They're the space between other things. They're sometimes implied. I think it was Ernest Hemingway who said that the most important words are the ones that we don't say. It's seeing what's between the lines. And those transitions can be the most powerful and quite often the least expected. In 2007, I discovered that my wife didn't really want to be married anymore. And so I went through a rather painful transition as I went from being, I thought, happily married. I was happy. can't speak for her, obviously. I'd been married for 7 years, and then all of a sudden I didn't have a life partner, and I didn't have my best friend, and I didn't have that trust and that intimacy anymore, and I was left alone in the world. And I still had lots of friends and loving family and a great community here in Juneau, but I felt utterly alone. And that was a really hard transition to go through. As I began to get on my feet a little bit, I realized that it was actually an empowering moment in my life, that I could start over and that I could do something completely different. And that's not just change, that's a massive transition. And the pain is a very fleeting thing. But what lasts in life is that change. And the pain comes, the pain goes, the sun rises, the sun falls. But over time, the transitions end up adding up to being more. And as Amanda said, I'm a skier. I'm kind of obsessive about it. I see a few of you out there who I identify with. And it's a lovely feeling because when you're skiing, and especially if you're telemarking, which a few of us do, every moment is a transition. Every moment is dynamic and it's balance. Nothing is static. You're never just standing still. You're never waiting for something to happen. You're always seeking for that balance point where your weight, your metal edges, the snow, the texture of the snow Is it wind-buffed? Has it been groomed? Is it deep powder? Is it hard? Is it hard or is it soft and sticky? Do you sink into it? Does it pull on your skis? You want to fall over? All of these things come together with the physics and your speed and your angulation and the side cut of your skis and all that technical mumbo-jumbo Amanda was talking about that I really love. And all of that becomes not just making a turn, but a dance of transitions, a cacophony of transitions, almost like music between your feet. And it's silent, but you're playing your body and your equipment and the mountain and the snow, and physics is your instrument, and you fit so well. But every single moment of that is a transition, and nothing is static. Just a little while ago, we went through another change where we all got to experience the joy of springing forward. And I don't know whose idea that is, but I gotta tell you, the next morning, who feels like they were robbed? Like some jerk came in and took my hour's sleep. Well, this is a transition we all go through, except for those blessed people in Arizona and I think Hawaii. Who don't bother with such nonsense, but we just have to deal with it. The clocks change. We have to go to work at a different time, and that's a transition that, if you think about it, doesn't actually ever happen. It's just that 1 second is a full hour. Time passes so quickly. We transition. The sun is right where it was before, but our relationship to it has changed. And like some gnome came in the middle of the night and took our time away. But in the end, we enjoy the fact that we now have more sun and the light comes back. And everybody's, I think, feeling a little bit lighter. I've got the Juno crud right now. I'm not really feeling so hot. But aside from that, I feel great. The sun is out. There's still snow on the mountains. Life is wonderful. We're in a time of change, of rebirth in the spring. The greenery is coming out. And this is all fantastic. A few years ago, I had the pleasure of being discovered by and discovering a new love in my life. Juno girl, quite a bit younger than me, I admit. But yeah, 9 years isn't so much when you start to feel those pangs of your mid-30s. Second stomach again. Maybe that's my, I think I ought to go see a doctor about that. and that's been a whole other transition, falling in love again. And you know, you don't have any choice. It's just like your wife leaving. So like, oh, well, now I'm in love. You know, you don't say, no, that's not going to happen. It's an inconvenient time. Sorry, I was kind of enjoying being single. You're in love. You this is what you do. And this is a gut-wrenching transition of a whole other way. You know, you lose yourself in some way. But I rebuilt trust, and I now have that wonderful lubricant of personal relationships. I trust people again. I know that I can't trust everybody all the time, but I trust people again. Except for that damn gnome who keeps taking my hour every spring. And so here we are, in a world full of transitions. And thinking about transitions for mudrooms has made me realize that the stability of being in this marriage that really wasn't going anywhere, and that I really wasn't that happy in, and she certainly wasn't either, for so long, that wasn't life. Life begins when change begins. And change is the music of our lives. It's the meat of our lives. Without transitions, all we've got is vanilla. We've got nothing. So revel in the transitions in your life, whatever they are, because they're what makes it interesting. Thank you very much.